Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On an episode of The Shop on Uninterrupted, Kyrie Irving opening up about some of his past behavior. Kyrie said, quote, "I've done some quirky bleep in public and some quirky bleep behind the scenes." Quirky. Shannon, was this a good thing or a bad thing that Kyrie said this?
Well, hopefully it's a good thing. I think it is a good thing. Does that mean we're not pawns anymore? That's all I don't care about. I don't want to be no pawns, Skip. I just, you know. Look. I hope he realized, I think this is an epiphany or a metamorphosis that Kyrie Irving is going through, and that realizing that he's made some mistakes, he's said some things, he's possibly done some things, and for him to come out and admit it, I think that's huge for him. Kyrie is always, I think sometimes that, you know, going to Duke, guys believe that they're smarter than they actually are. And sometimes Kyrie comes off as being smarter than that he's this great philosopher. And he comes off as like he's the smartest guy in the room. Kyrie is phenomenal. I'm not saying Kyrie that isn't smart, but I just think the thing is, for there's the way that he's conducted himself and some of the things that he said. What he said about Steve Nash was totally unnecessary. That never should have come out of his mouth. The guy, I understand the guy's a first year head coach. He has his work cut out for him because of the situation that he's thrust in. All of a sudden, you get KD, you got Kyrie, then James Harden. But to say that we don't need a coach, I didn't think Kyrie needed to say that. There are some other things that he said. I think, you know, when Kyrie looks back at it, when you're young, you make a lot of mistakes that when you look back and you get older, like, man, that was so dumb. Why did I do that? Why didn't I stay in the situation? Now, LeBron, maybe the LeBron situation is like he thought it was a lot easier, Skip, to do what LeBron was doing because LeBron made it easy. LeBron makes a lot of things look easy. That a lot of guys are like, well, hell, he doing it, I can do it. And then all of a sudden, they go to a situation and they try to do it. Like, man, this be hard. Man, let me go find me somewhere else. Let me go link up with somebody else to help take some of this pressure off me. Man, it ain't easy. Carrying the burden every single night along with the expectations. So for me, I am glad. Kyrie's had a lot of enablers and a lot of defenders that have defended. Now, you heard what Kyrie said. That he's been quirky and he's made some mistakes in public and private. There's no longer anything for you to defend in his behavior because he's telling you, I'm not making this up. This is the media. Shannon's a part of that new media that's making, no. This is what he said. So for me, I am glad. I like Skip. I like Kyrie, the basketball player. I like Kyrie the person. There's no reason not to like him. I just don't like some of the things that he's said and some of the things that he's done. But I think he's a phenomenal talent. And I hope that what he's saying, that what he said is that he's going to make a change. He's seen some of the errors of his ways, and he's going to become a better player and a better person. But this might be a thing saying all these things, because Skip, at the end of the day, Kyrie Irving wants that max contract. Mm. And you know a five-year max contract is about $250 to $275 million. Mm. That's what Kyrie Irving wants. Mm. So let's not, I'm not fully just like, oh, he's just throwing this out there because no. Okay. There's always, it's never just. Mm. When people say, oh, he just did, no. It's never just. There's always a reason. You just don't go get in your car. You get in your car to go to the grocery store. You're going out. You're going to the airport. You're going to work. So it's never just. Kyrie Irving just didn't say this. There's a reason.
Mm. Okay, there is a reason. And we got to decide what that reason exactly was. But before we do that, we got to go bigger picture because I have a question to ask you, LeShannon Sharp.
Yeah.
This was an episode of The Shop that aired Friday, this past Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on it was no LeBron James.
The GOAT.
Huh. Wait a second. There was Idris Elba and there was Drew Barrymore, but there was no LeBron James.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder and step back and say, well, wait a second. why would Kyrie want to be on without LeBron? And furthermore, why would LeBron not want to be on when Kyrie is there?
I think LeBron goes on like 4 or 5 episodes, and then the rest of it, he's not there. Maverick normally runs the show.
Okay, that's fine. But this was the show featuring Kyrie Irving. All I've heard from across the table now for months is we got to get Kyrie. It's Kyrie or bust.
No.
Now it looks like bust.
Yeah, we ain't not getting Kyrie.
But there's still those out there who say, well, maybe this, maybe that. Probably not. But
right.
But the point is, why wouldn't they want to do the show together? Because that would be theater. That's must-see TV, right?
Yeah.
Those two together going back and forth about what happened.
I don't think
somebody had to say no to this.
You think so? I don't think the real reasons, or we can surmise all we want to, Skip, but I don't think either player would go into depth of why Kyrie decided to go. Kyrie said he wanted to win his, you know, to captain his own ship. A lot of people said that he thought LeBron was playing for stats and it was all about him and not the betterment of the team. A lot of people say, well, he was upset that he was jealous of LeBron and the access let LeBron and his guys,
yep,
be it Mav, Rich Paul, yep, Randy, those guys had, and he didn't have that same level of access. So whatever the case may be, I don't know if we'll fully get to the...
I don't know. I've heard all kinds of personal clashing that went on between the two of them.
You heard that too.
They got very, very personal. But the point is, I'm still hearing, well, maybe it's next year for Kyrie, because
right,
he's just on a one-year deal,
right,
with Brooklyn, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe he comes to the Lakers next year. Well, if so, why couldn't you have had sort of a cathartic give and take between the two on the shop? You don't talk about ratings. We might have done the whole show on
it. Well, maybe LeBron had other engagements.
Well,
you know, he's busy.
Okay, well,
busy man.
He is a busy man. Where was he the other night? I saw him somewhere.
He was in Vancouver.
Yeah, he's in Vancouver.
That's, yeah, right, with a K-Dot. Yeah,
So maybe that's why he couldn't tell.
He's all over the place. He is a man.
This is Kyrie Irving on the shop. I would just think something
Let me see. Kyrie Irving on the shop, or taking my wife to Vancouver, or taking my wife somewhere, who runs the ship. She just had a birthday. She's the engine that makes sure everything runs smoothly. Kyrie, Savannah. Savannah, where you want to go?
Kyrie. I mean, you already expressed it's Kyrie or bust.
I would love to have
you. Said if they land Kyrie, they will win a championship.
We would.
Okay?
This year. Yeah,
would have. Yeah. How about next year? Okay? So why wouldn't you rebond with Kyrie in the shop? There's no better place to rebond than the shop.
We on what you call it. We
no.
Kyrie got my number.
Something happened again.
Kyrie got my number.
Well, he's definitely got number, but you've told me that only LeBron could handle Kyrie.
He could.
Well, why couldn't he handle him in the shop?
Look here. LeBron had other engagements. And one of them was Savannah's birthday.
Okay, well, maybe next year Kyrie's going to have other engagements anywhere but L.A.
Skip, you might be right. Now, this is what we know how the max contracts work. The team that you're under contract, that you're with, can offer you the 5-year. Mm-hmm. The other team can only offer you a 4-year.
Yep.
But I believe if the Lakers can offer you a 4-year max along with anybody else, and the Brooklyn Nets are not willing to go to that 5th year and give you the max, why wouldn't you go team up with old Gold James and AD?
Somebody said no to this, and it had to be, to me, LeBron just said, no, I don't want to be there.
LeBron ain't like that. LeBron ain't petty like that, man.
That's not petty. I don't think that's petty. Okay, so bottom line to this. My final question about what Kyrie did say on the shop, minus LeBron, was he apologizing or was he chest beating about this? Because if you're contrite about it, it's one thing, but if you take pride in, that's my brand, that's just who I am, I say some quirky SH. You know, that it could be that he's just saying, deal with me.
Yeah,
that's who I am.
Right?
Right?
Yeah,
because it's more likely to me that's who he is, and that's who KD's going to have to live with next year.
But that might be it. But I don't know if Brooklyn and these other teams going to want that quirky,
I don't know. I don't know, because he's right about that.
Happy wife, happy life, gentlemen.
Yeah,
you don't need me to tell you guys that. Words to live by. All right, back to Skip's Cowboys. Will CeeDee Lamb take the step to be a top 5 receiver this season? That's next on FS1. Keep it right here. We'll see you on the other side of the break. And I won't back down. LeBron's two-year, nearly $100 million extension with the Lakers is as much about the business side as it is about the on-the-court success. That, according to the New York Times. The column points out LeBron's extension is worth it to L.A. for the branding power LeBron helps bring, even if that doesn't come with wins on the court. Shannon, try this one on for size. Do you agree with the New York Times?
No. LeBron earned his contract based on the way he's playing. Skip, I can see if LeBron was averaging 10 points, 12 points. And I'm not going to use nobody's playing. LeBron James is still playing at an elite level regardless of his age. They make it seem like LeBron James, even though he's 37, about to turn 38 in December, that all of a sudden he's averaging 15 points a game. The guy's averaging 30, 38 and 6. So what would a 24-year-old, a 25-year-old, or a 30-year-old averaging 38 and 6, what would he get? Would he get a max contract? That's all I'm asking. If anybody, would they get a max contract? Let's just say from 32 all the way down to 24. If they average 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, would they get a max contract? The answer is absolutely. So now because LeBron is 37, about to be 38, well, the only reason they gave him this contract because of his brand and branding power. Really? No. LeBron James is still playing at an elite level. And I believe if they were to remain healthy, that's a big if, because considering that LeBron has not been as healthy as he had in his previous 15 years, he's missed time basically every year with the exception of maybe one, the second year, which they won the title, he's missed time with injuries. But I believe if they can stay healthy, they're a playoff team. And I believe that's going to be the case. This is not a situation where, let me ask you a question. If LeBron James was a free agent next year and Chris Middleton, Kyrie, Harden, Wiggins, somebody going to offer Bron max money because he's going to be playing at the level that demands that he gets max money.
So as currently constructed, can these Lakers win next year's championship? Shannon Sharp thinks no.
No, I don't believe they can, no.
No way in hell, no. Says Shannon Sharp, right? That's what Jeannie Buss concluded when she gave LeBron $50 million and $50 million more for those 2 years.
So let me ask you a question. Can the Nuggets, as currently constructed, Nikola Jokic is the highest paid player in the NBA, can they win the title? So
they got a better chance than the Lakers.
They ain't no better chance. No. Can they win the title? Because you didn't say whether you didn't ask that about LeBron and the Lakers. You said, can they win the title as currently constructed? Can the Denver Nuggets, as currently constructed, with Nikola Jokic making over $50 million a year, can they win the title?
Yeah. No. I give them a shot.
No, a shot.
Well, I give them a shot. I'm not going to pick them, but I give him a shot. I don't give the Lakers a shot because LeBron is getting up there in age. He can't defend the way he used to. He can't sustain the way he used to. He's getting hurt more and more, which I'm going to knock on wood because I don't even like to talk about it. But the odds are his recent history is suggesting he's going to get hurt. He's going to pull soft tissue, this or that. Mm-hmm. Hadn't had any big joint issues at all. No knee or shoulders or Achilles or any of that. I'm knocking on wood. But the point is, he missed some games last year. He missed some games the year before, right?
Right.
Okay, so Jeannie Buss is concluding that Showtime has to be more side Showtime at this point because all in the end that she has to care about is her bottom line, and now it's more about marketing and rating than winning championships. It just is because he is still the face not only of the franchise, he's the face of the league to me, and he is going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become the greatest scorer in the history of this league at some point in the middle of this coming basketball season. And she said, I want that to happen in my house with my team and my purple and gold.
But you didn't tell me. If I were to tell you a guy, I'm not going to say his name is LeBron James, and he came up for a contract extension, or he was a free agent, and he averaged 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, what do you think the going rate is? Whether or not he can win a title or not, what do you think an NBA team would pay for a guy that gave you 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists? What would be the going rate?
Okay, but is that the going rate that you pay for a championship? The Lakers are all about winning championships, but you're telling me as currently constructed with LeBron as the centerpiece at $50 million, which gives them little to no flexibility with the rest of the cap and supporting cast, that they don't have any chance of winning a championship. We're talking about the Lakers.
But I'm talking about because I don't believe you can win a championship with Russell Westbrook on a team. That's my belief. I believe if Russell was gone, if they had a Buddy Hield, they had somebody else other than Russ, I would like their chances a lot more.
I don't think you trust Anthony Davis.
Well, he's been hurt.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about you're going to run your offense through him. It's hard to run your offense when the guy's got a gold chain on it and a Balenciaga sweater on the sideline.
That is a fact.
So,
you've added a Patrick Beverley, who's a baller, but he's more sideshow time than he is showtime.
He's
fun to watch. He gives you the burst. He'll give you 15
minutes. I don't get why they did, because now it makes the Caruso deal look even worse.
It does.
Because Caruso could run your offense, give you better offensive production, and just as good a defense as Patrick Beverley. And you let him go, and Patrick Beverley's making more than Caruso's making. So the deal, I mean, they did everything backwards. But back to our normally scheduled programming, which is LeBron James and this article. So basically you're saying that, okay, if you telling me that LeBron James was averaging 15, averaging 18 points a night, and somebody want to give him a max contract, I say, yeah, that's based on what he's done and the branding power. But the guy's giving you 30. There weren't very many guys. There were only three guys that averaged. There were two guys that averaged 30. Mm. One was Joel Embiid. The other was LeBron James. Mm. Of the how many? The 30 teams. 20, so the 450 players that were in the NBA, two of them averaged 30 points a game.
Yet he ended up 93rd in 3-point shooting and took the 15th most 3-point shot.
So in other words, so unless a guy is in the top 10 in field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, free throw percentage, he doesn't deserve a max contract?
Hurt his team. Takes too many threes. Eight a game.
So what was the reason why the Brooklyn Nets didn't make it? Who hurt their team? Who hurt their team?
Well,
who hurt their team? Who did that?
Kyrie did.
No, I think Kyrie. Blame Kyrie.
Yep.
Blame Kyrie. I got two hashtags. Blame the media. Kyrie.
He did some quirky SH.
Yeah. I know. Hey, Kyrie ain't having no trade. He ain't with him. Either he go or I go. Do you want him? Or do you want me?
$50 million. Whew.
He deserves 75. That go.
It's a gate attraction, he does.
38-6. You know that's max contract money, Skip. You know it is, but you don't want to admit it. But we got it.
Good luck.
Whatever.
You're going to have to prove your case, Shannon. He's not going to give you any easy ones.
All right,
when we come back, we're breaking down Jackson State's impressive win this weekend. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And I won't back down. Full disclosure, I saw this going a little differently. Last night's LSU-Florida State game came down to the wire. It included a muff punt, a fumble, a 99-yard drive, all in the last 2:15, ending with LSU's potential game-tying extra point being blocked by the Seminoles. They win 24-23. Shannon, it's painful for me, but go ahead. What was your biggest takeaway from last night's game?
That would have been an all-time giveaway, and if I'm the Florida State Athletic Director, I'd have fired Mike Norvell on the spot. Skip, you take a knee and you kick the field goal, you go up 10 points. That's all you got to do, make them burn their timeouts. That's all you got to do. But these coaches always trying to interject themselves. We go for the gusto. We don't take knees. We win the ball game. And it almost costs you the ball game.
You run a toss play at the one-yard line and lose the football?
Yes!
Skip. What?
Just snap the ball to me. I'm going to take a knee, burn your timeouts. I kick the field goal. I go up two possessions. Yeah. Now you got to go the length of the field, get the touchdown, and got to get an onside kick. And you got to do all that under what, a minute and what, 20 seconds to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you had to do. I just don't get it. But this is a bad look. I mean, LSU, wow. This is basically a home game for you. Every other SEC team won except LSU. Brian Kelly did not get off to the glowing start that everybody thought that he would. He's going to find out that it's a lot more difficult, and the pressure. Skip, yeah, there's pressure at Notre Dame, but it's not like pressure in the SEC, because everybody in the SEC has pressure to win because it's a football conference, with the exception of Vanderbilt. And you got two powerhouses coming to join you in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so now that's going to even ratchet up the pressure. And they gave you a 10-year deal, damn near $100 million. Mm-hmm. And you lose to unranked Florida State?
Mm-hmm.
And Florida State has been bad. Florida State, since Jimbo left, I mean, you know, they had some lean years with Coach Bowden the last couple of years. He was there, rest his soul. And then Jimbo comes in, turns around, they win a national championship. Then he bolts to Texas A&M. And they've been bad ever since. Mm. But, hey, if they had lost this game, I believe they'd pick it up the phone, get ready to call Prime. Down there at Jackson State, we're going to talk about him. And they hung the phone up before he could answer.
Agreed.
Because I believe that's what was going to happen if he'd have lost this ball game right here. You up 2 touchdowns with little less than 5 minutes to go. You're up a touchdown, and you got the ball. And you almost lost this ball game. But then, you know, you muff 2 punts, you get a field goal block, you get a PAT block. LSU special teams were awful last night, and it hurt them a lot. But this game shouldn't even been anything like this, Skip. I don't know what Florida State was thinking, trying to get cute. Mm. Just take a knee and kick the field goal and go home.
Okay, I hear what you just said. I'm going to go big picture before I go small picture. I have covered in my time a ton of college football. I've known a ton of college football coaches. And their biggest lament to me over the years, over 40 years, is we can't play one preseason game. They won't even let us scrimmage with somebody the way all the NFL teams. Now, right. The preseason game for the NFL is to go scrimmage with somebody right. for 3 days. Yeah, and it's great because the coaches can control it, but you actually get to try things in a scrimmage that you can't try in a practice.
Right.
So what happens is, if you are going to play a legit opponent, mm-hmm. which most of these Power Fives won't play.
No.
Because it's UTEP or it's Rice or it's Utah State.
Yes.
Okay. But all of a sudden, this is marquee. We got another pretty big marquee one tonight.
Right.
Featuring Clemson, obviously.
Yeah, they play in Tech.
Yeah, it's probably no big deal. But these two programs are both trying to sort of rise
right.
and shine
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you got a clash at the Superdome. And by the way, a lot of Florida State people got in there. Mm-hmm. They will come out.
Yeah.
These are traditional, powerful programs mm-hmm. that are a little bit of sleeping giants mm-hmm. right now.
Right.
But the problem is, if you throw them together, where all they've done is practice against each other, you're going to have nightmarish miscues all over the field.
Yeah.
You're going to have 2 muff punts. You're going to have bad decisions everywhere. You're going to have quarterbacks who look completely out of sync on one play and then get hot. Jaden Daniels, the little kid from Arizona State, he was just horrible for most of the night.
Right.
And then in the last 4 minutes of the game,
he went crazy hot. Yes.
He was 14 of 17 in the last 2 drives. And look at his numbers. He barely threw for 200 yards anyway. Well, he got most of them in the last 2 drives.
He did,
which was highly impressive to me that you could get on that kind of a roll
right.
and get your team back in a game. It really had no business being in the first place.
Well, Skip, you mentioned how the coaches lament that they don't get an opportunity to practice against another team or they get in a preseason game, but that ain't got nothing to do with your bad calling.
No,
that was a horrible decision in the situation that they were in. Because, Skip, you got the game won. You're up 7. You kick a field goal, you go up 2 scores. There's not a 2-score possession that the LSU can get. But you're getting cute, and you toss it. What?
Toss play at the goal line?
Man.
What are you doing? And then what is LSU doing? That Kayshon Booty, by all accounts, he's going to be another first-round pick receiver on LSU.
He deleted everything.
And he's just missing in action. And then at one point, they show him, and he's just standing on the sidelines. It looked like he was upset. I don't know what – he's clashing with the coaches,
well, you see,
I assume.
He deleted everything LSU
Has
off
he?
His IG.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't follow that.
I think
that.
It was last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's the one stud on the field where you say, okay, yeah.
You know what, Skip? Brian Kelly might be one of them coaches I have a difficult time playing for because he always yelling and screaming in everybody's face.
I think you are correct about
man,
that.
Man, I get it.
They gave him his $100 million for 10 years, a Gruden-esque sort of contract.
Yes.
And to me, I never was that impressed with him at Notre Dame, and he just doesn't fit. Down in the bayou. And I know Jen can relate to this.
Yeah, he came in
tried to do a fake Southern accent. It just doesn't work. And he doesn't seem to fit at all there.
But you know what, Skip? How did Notre Dame get him? They got him like a thief in the night from Cincinnati.
They did.
And he left the exact same way he came.
Yep. Okay. Well, that was about to be a very inauspicious debut. And then all of a sudden, Jaden Daniels gets hot. And they go down and... This is just me. In a game of this magnitude, when you seize control, you just go for it.
You want to go for
the throat. Yes, just say. You just pulled off the equivalent of a 2-point conversion.
Right.
Jaden Daniels finds somebody wide open in the back of the end zone for the tying touchdown.
That's why I'd have brought Von Bless on him, because I'm not going to let him have a shake, because he had a I looked like they were trying to run sprint option to down here to the bottom.
Yeah.
And he looked down there, and then he finds the guy, the second of the slants at the top. But I'd have made him make a decision a lot quicker than that, Skip. This reminds me of, Skip, I don't know if you remember the game, New Orleans ran a trick play. They gadgeted all the way down the field, and they got the ball for the touchdown, and they're going to kick it for the PAT to tie the game, and the guy shanks the PAT, and they lose New Orleans against Jacksonville. Jen, I know you probably remember that game. But, Skip, it just felt like I was just telling somebody, I was talking to somebody, I was telling this, I was like, why did you get this block? Like, no, they're not going to get this. This is a chip shot. They make these all the time. So they're going to get the block.
Well, they'd already gotten one blocked. Okay? I'm not going to leave it in the hands of a kicker, because I hate kicking to start with, but it's such a gimmicky, fraudulent sort of something. It's untrustable to me, especially in game number one. I'm not going to hang the game on him.
You can't let that skip. But in a situation like that, you can't let the jumper through. That guy's the jumper, because he's going to try to, because he knows this guy's got to do this, and he's going to try to hold the wing, try to hold the edge, and he doesn't get far enough down, and the guy splits it. And Skip, he blocks this clean.
Clean.
I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, although he didn't get a full block, because it went up and hit the crossbar.
Yes.
The ball still hits the crossbar.
I'm like,
it was almost a block make.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, he threw. But that guy, that way. But Skip, you always inside first. Always protect the inside first, because he's closer to the ball. If that guy runs around the edge and blocks it, okay. But Skip, you can't let that jumper, you can't let him through.
I'm going for two.
Yeah.
I'm going. Then you win over. If you can pull that off, you're a hero. You just earned your $10 million right there.
But Skip, I think the thing is, like, okay, at home, you know, maybe on the road, Skip. On the road, definitely. On the road, yeah, I'm definitely going for it. Mm. Yeah, I'm definitely going for it.
Okay, well, I don't know what you call that, but is it a home road? I don't know. It's supposed to be neutral site. I don't know.
It's a neutral site, Skip. Okay. You in Louisiana.
Okay.
There ain't no neutral site in Louisiana.
Okay.
That's like Georgia, Skip. That's like Georgia playing in the Georgia Dome. You in Athens. That's Atlanta. Bro, that's 45 miles. Mm. That's a home game for you.
Okay.
That's a home
I got
game
it.
For you.
For much of this game, it looked to me like my Vanderbilt Commodores will give Alabama a better test than LSU will this year until the end. And then I started to see the talent start to rise and shine, because they got talent everywhere.
Yeah.
They got receiver talent.
It might take them a while. It might take them a year or two, because that's LSU. And you're still going to be able to get 4-star and 5-star recruits to come to your program.
Yep.
But the problem is, has always been quarterback.
Mm.
If you look at when they had Joe Burrow, even with all that talent, they had, the chases and all that, it doesn't matter if you don't have a quarterback.
Once upon a time, FSU had Jameis Winston. And guess what happened?
He won the national title.
He won the national championship.
Yep.
Yeah.
And even the other year, when they had Chris Winkie, won the national championship. Because they're going to be able to get the talent.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know a guy that can get more talent than what Mike Norvell got. That's for sure.
Who's that?
He died in Jackson State.
No, that guy. Well, you got that right. I will buy that.
That guy could get more talent than Mike Norvell.
By the way, you might not be slandering my Commodores so much this year, because I think they're legit. I think you might have to swallow
Skip,
some more crow.
You do great in academics.
Mm-hmm.
You do great in baseball. Skip Lee, go ahead and take that little $50 million check that y'all get to be the homecoming. Y'all homecoming every week. How do you get to be homecoming in week two, week three?
I think we're somebody's homecoming on September 24th, because we're playing at Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, y'all homecoming. You homecoming.
Home cooking.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to beat y'all probably about. They'll probably beat y'all 65 to 13, 65, 14.
Will you give me 40 right now?
I give you 40 right now.
40. I'll take 40 for two cases.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, because we have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Mike Wright.
How long you think he going to stand up right with Will Anderson chasing him?
I'm good.
Okay.
I got 40.
Ooh. Hey, Bryce Young look good, didn't he?
Mm.
Did Bryce Young look good?
He look good.
Look real good. Mm-hmm.
Against Utah State.
There you go. All of you make it seem, like y'all played Ohio State.
Mm.
Y'all didn't.
Mm.
Exactly.
No, we didn't.
The dew is flowing. Guys, don't worry about my LSU Tigers. We're going to rebound. That was just a little warm-up. They're just getting in the groove. All right. Back to one of Skip's teams when we return. What does Dak's confidence in his locker room mean for the Cowboys this upcoming season? That's next on Undisputed.